الشمسي with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين.
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
Let us go to the Quran al-Kareem, the hadith on the importance of the Quran al-Kareem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا حسد إلا على الاثنين رجل آتاه الله القرآن فهو يقوم به آناء الليل وآناء النهار ورجل آتاه الله مالا فهو ينفق منه آناء الليل وآناء النهار أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hasad, that is jealousy, is not permitted except in respect of two persons. One whom Allah blesses with the recitation of Quran and he remains engaged in it day and night. And the other who is given a lot of wealth by Allah and he spends it day and night. So in the hadith of this, in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us now go to the Quran al-Kareem, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 200 to 202, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ سَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ كَمْ آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ بَيِّنَةٍ وَمَنْ يُبَدِّلْ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صدق الله العظيم. Surah Al-Baqarah revealed in Madinatul Munawwara. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says in verse 200 in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. That once you have completed your Hajj rites, remember Allah as you remember your forefathers, or an even greater remembrance. From amongst men, there are those who say, مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. That our Rabb, grant us good in this world, and they have no option in the year after. And also Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala then says, furthermore, that from them there are those who also say, O our Rabb, grant us good in this world, good in the year after, and save us from the chastisement of the fire. And then Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now instructs that the instruction to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the days at Mina. And as I mentioned over the few days that we are discussing these few verses, that these normally we discuss during the period of Ayyamul Hajj. But alhamdulillah, these verses are going pass through whilst we are doing the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah. So we need to discuss it here too. And the instruction here is engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the days at Mina. On the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, people returned to Mina from Muzdalifah, where they pelled the largest jamarah, then emerged from the ihram after shaving or trimming their hair. Thereafter only the tawafu ziyarah and two more days of pelting remain. And during the period of ignorance, the Arabs used to devote their time after Hajj to sing in praises to their forefathers and competing with one another in composing poetry in praise of these predecessors and their tribes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed this particular verse to check this situation, to change the conditions. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُم مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ أَبَاءَكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Here the author of Tafsir of Ma'alim al-Tanzil translates the word manasikakum in a manner of Hajj rites that to mean the sacrificing of the animals. And therefore, Jama'at al-Muslimin, the verse would mean that Allah should be remembered after the animals have been slaughtered. And that is after pelting the largest jamra, the largest jamra, and thereafter is to remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the dua, the du'as of the people they make. Some only concern themselves of this world. Many a times when we hear, when a person is making our dua, Allahu Akbar, when something is mentioned, Allah give us things of beneficial in this world, we hear that Ameen so loud. But what about when we hear and make the dua regarding to the year after? We need to say it with more sincerity, both for this world and akhirah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes it easy for us. We should ask for both this world and the year after, as asking for it, for the things of this world, while being totally away from asking about the year after. So we need to ask about the year after too. They keep asking Allah to make them as wealthy as their predecessors. Such people will receive nothing in the year after. Jama'at al-Muslimin, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the dua of the people of Iman who ask for the best of both the worlds. And the word hasana here is derived from the root word hasan, which denotes every conceivable form of good. And this dua is indeed most concise in its meaning of everything good and blessed in both the worlds. A hadith in Bukhari Sharif reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to make this dua very often. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allahu Akbar. And one should read this particular dua, which is the verse of the Quran Kareem, after the first salatu. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam visited a sahabi who was so ill that his voice had become very faint due to weakness and he had grown extremely thin. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him whether he had been making any dua, to which he replied that he had always supplicated to Allah to grant him all his due punishment in this world rather than in the next. Allahu Akbar. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, Subhanallah, you cannot possibly bear that. Instead, you should have made the dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. That, O our Rabb, grant us good in this world, good in the year after, and save us from the chastisement of the fire in the year after. Here the narrator, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that this person then made the dua, whereupon Allah cured him, subhanallah. It is reported in Abu Dawud that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite this dua between the Rukn Yamani and the black stone, that the Hajar Aswad, while making tawaf. And that is, once when you come to Rukn Yamani till coming to Hajar Aswad, between that period and that place, a person should continue making this particular dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, and let us always ask Allah for the good in this world and the good in the year after. One should not say, oh Allah, punish me in this world, because Jama'atul Muslimin, we were not able to bear that. And that is why look at this particular hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which explains here regarding to a sahabi being ill, and he did not make the dua of asking for the betterment of this world and the betterment of the year after. Instead, he was asking Allah, whatever the punishment is for me in the year after, Ya Allah, give it to me in this world so that I can be saved of it in the year after. But here the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being rahmatul lil alameen, he explains to the sahabi and says, no, subhanallah, no, don't do that. Ask Allah for the betterment of this world and for the betterment of the year after. May Allah ta'ala guide us all. Wama alayna illa al-bala.